You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another update on the campfire recovery effort. I'm Matt Fidler. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has extended the deadline to sign up for disaster assistance and sign the right of entry form so the debris removal service can clean up your fire damaged structures for free. You now have until February 15th to sign the right of entry form. Now, less than 9,000 households out of nearly 20,000 have signed up so far. This is essential to keep our watershed free of toxic debris. There are multiple ways for you to do this if you are a property owner with a structure over 120 square feet. You can show up in person to one of two locations. The first one is at the Chico Mall at the Disaster Recovery Center. That's at 1982 East 20th Street in Chico. The other is in Oroville at the Right of Entry Center at 202 Mira Loma Drive. You can also print, sign, and return the form by mail. You could send that to the Oroville location, again at 202 Mira Loma Drive, 95965. You can email the form to roe@buttecounty.net. Those forms can be downloaded at buttecountyrecovers.org/debris removal. All of these links will be on our website, kzfr.org/campfire updates. Another perk of signing up for FEMA for disaster assistance is the $900 cash card that the Red Cross is giving out to those affected by the campfire who have signed up with FEMA. You can get your $900 cash card from the Paradise Disaster Center at 1080 Ewald Court in Paradise. I spoke with Public Information Officer Giovanna Garcia, who said it is essential to get every property owner to sign the right of entry form so the area can be properly cleaned and without undue hardship on the property owner. And all this necessary information about the recovery effort, again, can be found at buttecountyrecovers.org. It has been confirmed that the Butte County Code 53 that allows residents to move back to their burnt-out properties in RVs or other temporary housing has been removed. This is because of the FEMA-funded debris cleanup effort and the Department of Health. The Department of Health has always maintained that it would be unhealthy to live among the ashes and debris before it has been cleaned up. And with FEMA, they don't normally cover debris removal costs at all unless the debris poses a significant health danger. And if people are allowed to live up there amongst the debris, they would conclude that the condition isn't unsafe and therefore doesn't require FEMA funding. Butte County does understand that this is more salt in the wounds of those who really have already lost so much. But the $1.7 billion in funding is essential to the county's recovery. If you have any campfire recovery news that you think we should know about, please send me an email to the station at fireupdates@kzfr.org. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week, right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.